This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
High drama at the Oscars.
Oh, wow.
White House backpedals.
Mr. President, were you calling for regime change?
No.
High-flying peacocks grounded.
Every Cinderella story does come to an end.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An actor who portrayed Muhammad Ali used his right hand to settle a score at the Oscars. An unscripted moment that stole the show and reverberated all over social media. CBS's Steve Futterman was there to see it.
Uh-oh, Richard!
Comedian Chris Rock is known for pushing the envelope.
Wow, dude!
Yes!
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Last night, he pushed actor Will Smith over the edge, referring in a joke to Smith's wife, actress Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right?
On live TV, with millions watching, in the middle of the Academy Awards, the two got into a dust-up. Smith walked on stage and struck Rock.
Oh, wow! Wow! Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Smith then shouted angry expletives.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth!
I'm going to, okay?
The Dolby Theater suddenly went silent. Harry Medved is with the movie website Fandango.com.
We were kind of waiting for the punchline. We weren't expecting the punch.
A bit later, Will Smith came back on stage in a more traditional way.
And the Oscar goes to
Will Smith!
He won the Oscar for Best Actor. He apologized and was emotional.
In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay.
LA police say at this moment, no charges will be filed. Jessica Chastain won Best Actress. As for the top prize,
oh, yeah. Oscar goes to
Coda.
Coda, the story of a high school girl and her deaf parents and deaf brother. Tony Kotzer, who plays the father, won Best Supporting Actor. He became just the second deaf actor to win an Oscar. Best Supporting Actress went to Ariana DuBose. She became the first openly LGBTQ actor to capture an Oscar. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Academy Awards in Hollywood.
Also not part of the script, President Biden's ad lib at a weekend speech in Poland saying Russia's Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang on the fallout.
One day after making this remarkable comment about Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
President Biden provided little clarity when asked what he meant as he left church on Sunday evening.
Were you calling for regime change?
No.
Earlier, Secretary of State Antony Blinken insisted the president was not suggesting an immediate change to Russia's government.
We do not have a strategy of regime change.
The Kremlin had a different interpretation. A spokesman said it's not up to Mr. Biden or Americans to decide who will remain in power in Russia. Only Russia who vote for their president can decide that.
Diplomats from Russia and Ukraine are meeting in Turkey today. Ukraine's president says the country is prepared to declare neutrality and offer security guarantees to Russia in a bid to end the fighting. The mayor of Mariupol says a catastrophe looms if thousands of civilians can't get out of that city. CBS News has learned the House committee investigating the Capitol attack is considering trying to question Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife. And some Democrats want Justice Thomas to recuse himself from cases related to the 2020 election. His wife texted President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, about overturning the election results several times. Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger on Face the Nation says he's not confident Meadows has handed over all of his texts.
When it comes to any potential future calling in of Ms. Thomas, we'll take a look at what the evidence is.
The committee meets today to vote on contempt of Congress charges for former White House officials Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A wildfire in South Texas has burned more than 1,000 acres. Some people have been forced out of their homes, and Governor Greg Abbott says others might have to leave the area with little notice.
When you see the size and magnitude of this, as well as its potential, if it's not going to be contained, it's dangerous.
In Colorado, a fire south of Boulder forced 20,000 people out of their homes, but firefighters kept the flames away from homes, and now most evacuation orders have been lifted. In Boston, one person was killed when a section of an old municipal parking garage collapsed. Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey says the man was part of a demolition crew.
There had been a partial collapse. We found one victim at the bottom of the collapse. He was pronounced by Boston EMS paramedics.
First, it was a shortage of drivers. Now, high gas prices imperiling school bus routes all over the country. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
The National School Transportation Association represents operators of about half of America's school buses and says this is a growing concern. Georgia education officials are asking the feds for permission to use COVID stimulus money to offset the cost. But in Michigan, Association of Pupil Transportation Director Katrina Morris tells CBS News districts are using fewer buses to run longer routes.
Unfortunately, it impacts some of our kids, you know, because they may have to be on the bus a little bit longer. But we want to make sure that our buses are full.
Many schools, including Baltimore County, Maryland, signed long-term deals for fuel to lock in a price. But in states like New Jersey, those deals can only run 1 year.
A major pandemic lockdown has taken hold in Shanghai, the biggest in China since the Wuhan shutdown in early 2020 that lasted more than a month. Residents have to stay home, go to certain spots for deliveries, and most businesses and public transportation have been shut down. Well, in college basketball for Cinderella, the clock struck midnight.
Natick, catch, fire, bottom. It's a three.
North Carolina pushed past 15 seed St. Peter's in the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament.
Step in, steal. Good Davis, luck. Give it up. Love upstairs. And he rocks the rim.
The Tar Heels overwhelm the Peacocks 68-49 on CBS to advance to the Final Four to face longtime rival Duke. Also heading to New Orleans, Kansas.
Moore lost it. Another turnover by Miami. Here comes Agbaji, hot and high.
The only number one seed to make it to the Final Four, the Jayhawks beat Miami 76-50. Top seeds South Carolina and Stanford advance to the women's Final Four.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Can the Grammys top the Oscars when it comes to the unexpected? We'll find out next weekend. Here are the nominees for Best New Artist.
Saweetie just spent the past year collaborating with Doja Cat and even found time to launch her own jewelry line. Rodrigo's driver's license was number one on the charts in 10 countries, and she's returning to High School Musical for season 3. Glass Animals were signed by Adele's producer after he saw them perform in London. And Jimmy Allen has been collaborating with Brad Paisley, Noah Cyrus, and appearing on Dancing with the Stars. The remaining Best New Artist contenders are Phineas, Baby Keem, Japanese Breakfast, Arlo Parks, The Kid LAROI, and Aruj Aftab. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Two films dominated the Razzies, celebrating Hollywood's worst. Diana, the musical, and the semi-animated Space Jam, A New Legacy. LeBron James won Worst Actor. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.